Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, come on in. It's the clubhouse. You want to get comfortable on this February 21st. We're going to have a talk with Joel Stewart, Golf Digest panelist from San Francisco for America's Greatest 100 Golf Courses. A few changes in the mix there. It's actually 200, but we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. We want to thank the people who make this show possible, first off.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, or store, townhouse, customer, single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. Call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. And Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. Systems that can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company.
We are way back in 1966 when your grandparents were first discovering golf. It was the first time the Golf Digest Top 100 was published. It was based upon USGA course ratings, the figure that's long been used to establish your handicap. The late William Davis, founder of Golf Digest, had this idea, and he followed up with a map plotting out the 200 locations in the October 1966 issue, and it was then called America's Toughest Courses. There were 200, okay? It was all alphabetical. The project took 3 years to complete because Davis found thousands of U.S. courses that had the same basic two-digit handicap rating. He relied upon, therefore, some golf writers, some top players, some association officials, and the USGA executive director, Joe Dye, to help him winnow it down. Okay, then in 1969, a tighter version, the 100 most testing courses, that was introduced. It was all still alphabetical within groups of 10. Then the obligation to acknowledge a course in every state was abandoned, and to this day, there are 10 states that haven't been recognized. Okay, in 1971, the ranking named America's 100th Greatest Tests of Golf came out. But in 75, the board decided to go beyond championship worthiness factors. And the list became America's 100 Greatest Courses. 10 years later, board members became panelists. And they were required to not just evaluate the golf course and what they saw, but they had to play the golf course using a series of architectural criteria, and their evaluation numbers produced the first ranking with numerical evaluations, and the number one golf course was Pine Valley, and it held that position for, I think, 22 of the next 24 years. Now, we are speaking this morning with one of, well, I think it was 125 panelists in the beginning, and now there are 1,025 panelists, thereabouts, who actually play the course and put the numbers in. We're speaking with Joel Stewart. Joel, the last time we talked, wasn't it in 2012, the Olympic Club was hosting the U.S. Open?
Correct. Aloha to you, and hello. So that's exactly right. We spoke in 2012 when the U.S. Open was at Olympic. I was a member at Olympic at the time. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to talk with you and see you on Facebook as well.
But I was fascinated as I was looking through. I mean, we'll talk about the best courses in the state of Hawaii, because they've also got the best courses by state. And there isn't a required number. In Hawaii, I think there's 15 ranked. In Kansas, there's only 10 ranked. So how did that work out? Do you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's really just a proportion to how many courses are in the state. And Hawaii could actually have more, I would think. You know, I think in California there's 50. I think it gives you the best 15 in the states and in Hawaii. And, you know, you got to remember, too, this list comes out every 2 years. It's really become, by the way, your description was fantastic. Going over the history of this thing, it is Golf Digest is the largest publication in the United States for a golf magazine. And, it's really become quite a big feature for Golf Digest, which is why they've expanded the number of panelists to evaluate all these golf courses. But, you know, it's become much more than it really was meant to be. I mean, it's become a benchmark for how golf courses are doing. And there's been a lot of, first of all, there's a lot of money involved in this in terms of if you have a development, and particularly this is very important in Hawaii, if you have a development and it's a top 100 golf course in the United States or a top resort or something like that, that means a lot of money to the resort, and you're going to have people from all over the world come play it. As well as, on the negative side, you've got superintendents that, you know, if the course isn't in tip-top condition, a lot of these guys have lost their jobs, and architects have lost their jobs. And so it's become a massive business here of how you rate and rank. And it's become very significant in the golf industry.
Yeah, it was, I think, noted in Golf Digest publication that Mr. Davis ought to be given an award. I don't know whether it would be a Hall of Fame award, because he or the architect should, or somebody, you know, the United States Golf Course Superintendents Association, some award, because he's made architects into superstars with America's 100
exactly
greatest golf courses, right? Now, they went from 100, and as you mentioned, now 200, but it started with the top 200 alphabetically, with no numerical listing, so it didn't really divide them up into the top, you know, by numbers going down to the least. And let's talk about how those numbers come about, because when we talk about panelists, there's 1,000, let's say 250 panelists. You guys and ladies, you play, how many courses do you have to play? Hundreds.
We do. I mean, you got to remember, we're not paid, although, and we actually have to pay, like, we want to come to Hawaii, and we have to pay our expenses. So Golf Digest doesn't reimburse us or pay us or anything along those lines. It's all on a volunteer.
And neither does
basis.
A golf course that you're playing at, right?
Well, some courses we do pay. Some of them, they will offer us complimentary green fees, but there's a lot in which you still have to pay. And some of them, even then, they'll have maybe a discounted rate or something along those lines. So, no, it's not completely free, like which a lot of people think that. So,
I wanted to get it in there so that people can have, you know, an idea that this isn't like, no one gets, can slip under the table certain brown paper bag of money.
no, they can't. And
ranked,
there
right.
are, there's a lot of golf courses, like you just mentioned, Pine Valley being the number one course, and Augusta National and Cypress Point and some of these very exclusive clubs. They don't allow panelists on. They don't care. They don't care about this. And in fact, one of them is on the Big Island, Nanea, which they do not allow panelists on either. And unfortunately, a few panelists have been able to get on through being a guest of a member. And it's become the number one ranked course in Hawaii for Golf Digest. But you have to have a minimum of 45 votes. And if Nanea were to continue this trend and get the number of 45, it would be well into the top 100. So even though Hawaii currently in this last list does not have a top 100 course. Nanea would qualify as a top 100 course if it had the number required amount of votes.
I think America's 100 greatest and America's second 100 greatest requires a minimum of 45 evaluations accumulated within 8 years. 100 greatest public golf courses need 25 evaluations. Best in state need 10. A few highly ranked state courses do have higher scores than the 100 greatest and second 100 greatest, or the 100 greatest public courses within that state, and are listed above them, and they don't appear on the national ranking until they achieve the qualifying ballot. So they may have a really great course, but they haven't gotten all of these panelists to come and play their course. They haven't gotten the required number of quote-unquote votes for them to evaluate. What are they evaluating these courses on? Let's go through that. Some person. Shot value, that gets
important category. That's the most important category. In fact, that gets double votes, and that's the only category that gets double votes. And so, you know, when you have shot values are, you know, you're standing out 150 yards out from the green, as an example. Can you bounce the ball in there? Can you hit it to the right and let it bounce down to the left? Can you hit it to the left and bounce down to the right? Can you fly it all the way to the hole? So does it give you, you know, certain shot options there to play the hole? And that's why that gets double the amount of votes than the other categories.
And then we have resistance to scoring. I like that. How much do they protect
the
green?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, it wants to be – is it difficult while being – fair. So, you know, it's that's the main part of that is how difficult is it and is it, but yet is it fair? Because it's, as you've heard this probably 100 times, the architects always say it's very, very easy to build a very, very hard golf course, but is it fair? And so that's the resistance to scoring.
And then we have resistance to scoring, design variety.
Yes. Now, so do you have a nice combination of long holes and short holes and dogleg lefts and dogleg rights and uphill, downhill, and things along those lines? So is there a nice variety of holes there?
Okay. There's ambiance, condition, aesthetics, memorability. All of those things come together, and you score them. Is it 1 through 10? What kind of a
Correct.
Score do you
it
give?
Is. Yeah, it is. What we do is... We play a golf course, and then Golf Digest has a website that we log into, and we score everything 1 to 10, and it's all calculated by a computer. And it used to be, when I first started on this thing 20, 25 years ago, we would have to handwrite these in and fax it or mail them in. But now it's all done by computer, which you would expect. But, yeah, so, you know, the one that has really gotten the most publicity is conditioning, and that is really you know, like I talked about earlier, we have these superintendents there that are under tremendous pressure to keep the golf courses in, you know, really good condition year round, which is a very difficult thing to do, almost impossible. And, you know, everybody sees these golf courses on TV every week, particularly at Augusta. And, you know, that's a superintendent's nightmare where, you know, people watch the Masters for a week and then they come back and they're like, why isn't our golf course in Augusta-like condition? And, you know, it's very, very problematic. I mean, you're looking at the golf course this week on TV, Riviera, which is another course that's in impeccable condition. And, you know, it's very difficult for a superintendent to keep these golf courses in tip-top condition
unless they're one of these country clubs that the membership pays mightily for the privilege to be a member. And when you look at the top 100, even, you know, the top second 100, there are very few public, quote-unquote, golf courses listed in here. This is a listing of some very private courses with a lot of money behind them. It's really unfair to take most of the golf courses in the world and set them up against these if they don't have the money that comes in with the membership to maintain these courses. That's grossly
unfair. Yeah, but in the case of Hawaii and a lot of the other places, these are resorts also that have money as well. So it's not just private courses, but some of these high-end resorts. Hualalai out there is a good example. Kapalua, Princeville, the Prince course. I mean, these are some pretty nice resorts also that have a lot of money. But you're right, in terms of municipal courses, it's almost impossible to compete with these. And I do want to say one thing about conditioning, too, that with Golf Digest, about 4 or 5 years ago, we changed that criteria. It used to be, everybody benchmarks their golf courses to Augusta, which is just this one shade of green. And, they just have unlimited water source there, too, and they just water and water and water. And so we changed it a few years ago to be really in terms of the conditioning, your golf course should not be wet. It should be fast and firm. And really, we've adopted the USGA's standards to this. And really, hopefully, we're looking for a nice combination of different colors. And, there should be some brown and some light green and dark green and things along those lines. And it should be fast and firm. So conditioning has really changed here in the last few years. And we've been under a lot of pressure to kind of adapt our standards to that.
There's something else about Augusta you may not know. There's what I was told, a combination of 7 different seeds of grass that they use. It's secret. And that's how they get this color.
Oh, definitely. And
they
don't have one superintendent there. They've got 2 superintendents. And, the crew there are 30 or 40, 50 people. And, the budget is unbelievable. A friend of mine just played there a few weeks ago with a member. And, as you would expect, you're driving in Augusta, Georgia, and, it's a lot of the trees have lost their leaves, and, it's winter. And you drive through the gates there, and all of a sudden, it's like going from winter to summer. You drive into this magical place, and all of a sudden, it's all green, and it's just like in pristine, perfect condition. He said it was the most amazing transformation he's ever seen when you just drive in the gate.
It's Disneyland for golfers.
Go ahead.
It's Disneyland for golfers.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it really is. And
they've got trees growing that they can just pop back up and put them in place. You see,
they do. I mean, yeah, it's amazing.
Perfect.
They put trees and. But the thing about Augusta, if you think about it though, it's not. I mean, is that how nature laid out that land? I mean, when you look at the old course at St. Andrews or even Pebble Beach or something along those lines, I mean, you're looking at a very natural-looking facilities there where the golf course just kind of lays on top of the land. And at Augusta, I mean, the entire thing is artificial. It's completely artificially made. So.
We're talking with Joel Stewart, America's 100 Greatest Golf Courses. He's one of the panelists who plays and submits the score that he gives the course, and thereupon, these 1,250 scorers, we get the rankings. And for Hawaii, number 15, down from 8, Keolu Golf Course. Number 14, down from 13, Poipube Golf Course. Wailea Golf Course, number 13, comes up from 14th place, the gold course, that is. Hualalai at 12, Turtle Bay Resort at 11, Makai, the golf course, Princeville, 10, the club at Kukui'ula. There's number 8, Kohana Iki Golf and Ocean Club, Kailua Kona, the club at Hokulia, Manele Golf Course, Lanai City, Mauna Kea, number 5, Kukio, that's Kailua Kona as well, number 4. The Prince, number 3. Kapalua, number 2. And Nanea, as you mentioned, number 1. Kapalua dropped out of the top 100, and there's going to be probably a lot of flux in the scores that the golf courses get as conditions change, and more of the USGA's firm and fast and sometimes brown gets incorporated into the scoring just because that's the way we've got to go. Thanks so much for being on the show, Joel.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thank you so much. You know, there's always some courses are added and some courses get dropped off. And you guys had two new courses come onto the top 15 in Hawaii and, you know, two courses dropped off. And so these two courses, as you mentioned, that came on, this new Reese Jones course over on Kona came on at number 8. And that's a very impressive course from what I understand. I haven't seen it yet. And then this new course over on Kauai, the Weisskopf course, it looks like you know, a spectacularly beautiful course. So Kauai is well represented, and we'll hopefully get a top 100 course in there here and then in the next ranking.
Yes, absolutely. And Jason Mengel, director of the 2015 PGA Championship at Whistling Straits, ranked 22. On the Golf Digest, America's 100 Greatest Golf Course Nationwide 2015-2016 is up next. And thank you, Joel, for being on the show. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative! Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available Acura Link surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
It's more like Target Golf this weekend because we've had several days of rain. You can go to Poipu, one of Hawaii's top 15 golf courses ranked by Golf Digest. There's an 1120, 1150, a 110, and Kauai's finest high school. Kauai High School, they've got the girls team playing the course this morning, so may you all hit the sweet spot every time. And there's also a gift card that you could get that really is cool if you use it for the practice opportunities. We'll have more about the Poipu Bay gift card and what you can do for $25 after work. 3 holes, practicing unlimited golf balls to practice, a cart, 3 holes of golf, you know, it's all just $25. It's a fabulous way to end your day. Now let's get straight over to the director of the 2015 PGA Championship, Jason Mengel at Whistling Straits, ranked 22nd on Golf Digest America's 100 Greatest Golf Courses. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Danielle, good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. What an honor to be in charge, and what a responsibility. You're in charge of so many. I was going over what you have to do. Your list is, you must have a lot of people helping you because you're putting together the corporate hospitality sales, volunteer recruitment, training, operational planning, ticket sales, marketing, community relations, government relations. I'm tired.
Yeah, well, we're fortunate. We have a great team here, and it starts with our staff. But also, we were fortunate to have the support of our host site partner, the Kohler Company, as well as PGA headquarters down in Florida. So we do have a lot of talented, experienced people helping to pull this together.
Now, I understand you moved from Florida to Wisconsin for the next 2 years.
Yeah, I'm actually in there's, I think, five of us right now, championship directors with the PGA of America, and we're kind of in unique positions where every 2 to 3 years we're moving to a new host market. So I'll give you an example. We just had our third child. All three of them have been born in different states because of our moving around the country with the PGA, but I love it. We get to go to some fantastic communities, and certainly Kohler, Wisconsin has been a great adventure for our family.
Oh, wonderful. And Whistling Straits is an awesome golf course. And multiple, how many courses are there at Whistling Straits?
Yeah, Destination Kohler actually is made up of two properties. One is Blackwolf Run, and they have the River and Meadows course over there, and they've hosted the U.S. Women's Opens twice over there. Then they have Whistling Straits, and the Straits course obviously is what's synonymous with the PGA Championship. And amazing to think that we're already on our third PGA Championship that'll have been hosted here in a pretty short amount of time. So for a golf course that was founded in 1998, to have this kind of major championship pedigree in a short amount of time, and then having the Ryder Cup coming here in a few years, I think you could chalk that lineup against just about anybody.
I think you guys planned it so that there would be a little bit more home course advantage for the Ryder Cup, so guys get more, they're accustomed to the destination. They know exactly what's happening. It's like home.
Yeah, we hope so. And they'll be familiar with it, having played in the championships that have been held here over the years. So hopefully that helps.
Yeah, we're hoping, because we want us to win. We want the U.S. team to win. I love what you've done here. The main entrance streamlined to allow the golf fans in attendance to be within steps of the clubhouse and the 18th hole after getting out of their cars.
Yeah, we're fortunate for this to be our third PGA Championship in a short amount of time. So we've got some great records that we can go back on. There's been a number of things that have gone perfectly, and there's also some things, as you can imagine, that we could continue to improve upon to make it the best experience possible. And so certainly we took a whole fresh look at kind of the logistical layout of the property. So it started with the main entrance, of course, and we have found a way through the commitment of Pete Dye and of the Kohler Company to, as you mentioned, streamline that. So from the second, we're so fortunate we can park cars on site. So from the second somebody gets out of their vehicle, we wanted to make sure that they were at the action as quickly as possible. But we've also been able to, through that same commitment from Mr. Dye and the Kohlers, to bring all of our hospitality infrastructure closer to the action. So it's really, I think we've got some of the greatest venues for hospitality that probably you'll see all year long.
It sounds exciting, just being that close and knowing you're not going to miss something. And it's not terribly far away. Oh, you're missing the action. I want to get there. You get the excitement, and you don't feel rushed because you're almost there anyway. Corporate hospitality, huge part of raising money for the PGA of America, and which then goes to the different sections and just becomes a benefit for everyone, all the members of the PGA of America. You have on course now these corporate hospitality offerings, and I understand it's for the first time in history.
That's right, and everything we do generate after expenses goes back into to growing the game of golf, and you made a great point there going back into our sections of the 41 around the country. But with corporate hospitality, we were able to kind of recreate the experience for clients here. Typically they've been off the golf course, away from the action, away from the fantastic views of Lake Michigan. And we've changed that drastically this time. All the venues are out very close. You'll be right in the middle of the action. You can sit on the deck and you can watch the fantastic view of Lake Michigan, or come inside, grab a bite to eat, and be steps away from some of the signature holes here out on the Straits course. It really is going to be an upgraded experience for that group.
I bet you've got all those corporate sites sold out already. Something tells me.
Yeah, we've actually had to go to an expansion plan because of the demand. You know, this in Wisconsin, it is a short golf season, so much different than you guys might see out there, but it is a hotbed of golf fanatics, and we've seen that certainly from the corporate support that we've received from the area.
On ticket sales, I was looking at ticket sales. All weekly ticket options have been sold out?
That's correct. Yeah, we've sold out last year, actually, all of our week-long ticket options. So we do have a limited number of daily tickets that remain, but we certainly expect the championship rounds, that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday ticket, to sell out in advance of the event.
Oh, yeah. If last year all the weekly ticket options were, you've really got it. If you want to go to a major championship, 2015 major championship, probably too late to plan. Yeah, well, you've got where are we going in 2016?
Well, there's still an opportunity here, so if anybody is interested in those daily tickets, and we have sold a number of tickets in Hawaii, so certainly there's people that are going to be making the trek over. We do have tickets available, pgachampionship.com, and then we do have actually a third party who's helping all the people coming into town book hotel rooms and things like that. So that's a great service that we're happy to provide. But next year, so the PGA Championship here at Whistling Straits in 15, next year it goes to Baltusrol, just outside of New York City, which is another amazing venue for our championships.
Okay, and let's go back to the PGAChampionship.com. Is that where I can find somebody to help me find a place to stay? Is that what you were saying?
That's right. Yeah, PGAChampionship.com. You follow the links to 2015, and then all the information is right there, whether it's tickets that you're interested in. We've got a couple of volunteer positions remaining, not many, but a couple. And then, of course, any information on accommodations is available there as well.
Did you hear what he just said? There are a few volunteer opportunities. It's wonderful to hear that, because, you know, people always we need volunteers. Otherwise, these events just couldn't be put on. It'd be impossible to hire 4 or 5. How many volunteers do you need for a PGA championship?
For a PGA championship, we're right about 3,500, and we've recruited just about all that we need. There's people here locally, anyway, that have worked every major championship that's been held at Destination Kohler back to the 98 Women's Open. So you can imagine how valuable that experience is. But I look at our volunteer program, and I think if I'm a golf enthusiast, there's probably no better way to take in a major championship than to really get a behind-the-scenes look at what goes on and to play a major role through that program in the success of the championship. So certainly would encourage anyone listening who is passionate as we are about the game of golf to look into that. It's a unique experience.
Yeah, certainly is. I've had the opportunity to be an honorary observer, and when you're inside the ropes walking with the scorecard, whatever you've got, is whatever your responsibility is, you see things that you just don't get to experience outside the ropes, and it's a very cool place to be. I go to PGA.com, and then scroll down, and you'll find PGA Championship, and all you've got to do then is check it out. Just click on that, PGA Championship, and boom, you've got all the information that we've been talking about. So limited daily tickets, but you can get them, you can get there. They've got opportunities for you to pursue for places to stay. This is really the 2015 PGA Championship, marking the third time in history the Straits course has hosted a PGA Championship. Previous years, Vijay Singh, and 2010, the champion was Martin Keimer. And we've got just so many things for you to do. And I was just thinking about how important the PGA Championship is, in the sense that there are about 300 guys getting together for the qualifier. It's the PGA Championship in the form of the local, the the guys from Hawaii, all the PGAs from Hawaii, from around the nation, they are fighting for their opportunity. What is there, 20 spots open for the 315, let's say, that are vying for those positions?
That's right. So you hit the nail on the head with that. So that's one of the interesting things about the PGA Championship is, you know, it is the championship of the Professional Golfers Association of America, and certainly our 27,000 men and women professionals around the country are the experts in the game and business of golf, and this is an opportunity for them to take part in their championship. And so there's qualifiers throughout the 41 sections, and actually this summer there'll be our professional national championship will be held at the Philadelphia Cricket Club, which is a phenomenal historic venue over in Pennsylvania. And so from that event, 20 guys will qualify their way into the PGA Championship, and certainly we're excited to see some of our best and brightest PGA members here in Whistling Straits.
Yeah, and all of the people who make it possible, the 48th PGA Professional National Championship presented by Club Car, Mercedes-Benz, Omega, and the second time the PGA of America Showcase event for PGA professionals hosted in the Philadelphia PGA section. This is awesome. I know a lot of Hawaii guys are going to be trying to get in at the various sites where the qualifying will take place. There are also foreign countries that will be holding qualifying, from what I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah, coming into, we'll have some other exemptions. You know, there's so many ways to get into the PGA field, and we annually have the strongest field in golf, and certainly the global component of that is very important to the strength of the field.
Yeah, and one more question. I understand, and I might have misunderstood, that at some point in not too distant future, the PGA Championship may be played in another country. Let's say taking the PGA Championship to Japan or the PGA Championship to the UK. Is that still in works?
Right now, I think the PGA Championship, we've got it scheduled out to about 2022. And so I know it's something that our CEO and our leadership team and our elected officials, our officers at the national level are looking into. And I applaud them for having that type of vision. But I don't think anything's been scheduled yet, but I know they're taking a long, hard look at it.
Excellent, because it's such everybody wants to, you know, there's PGAs, Professional Golfers Associations around the world, and there's nothing they'd like better than to be able to participate in the PGA Championship. Thanks, you know, so much for being on the show, Jason Mengel, and taking all of my questions. Real pleasure to meet you, sir.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, and we hope to see everybody in Hawaii make the trip over to Wisconsin this summer. I promise it'll be warmer in August than it is today.
Yeah, we're not afraid. We want to come and look at the beautiful view of Lake Michigan. I'm there in my mind. Thank you so much, Jason.
Thanks so much.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about fashion. Lori Forgach, the co-founder and designer of Lizzie Driver, is our next guest. And, you know, I started complaining about women's golf clothing in 2000. While watching Annika Sorenstam and Kari Webb dueling on the slopes of Mauna Loa at the Kona Country Club. And I couldn't help, I probably shocked a lot of people at the time because here, but it was early in the morning, they weren't playing yet. But, you know, back then, back in the old days, women's golf clothing was little more than ill-fitting, smaller-sized men's shirts and shorts. And boy, they always made us look frumpy. Now it's a whole different game. And one of the leading forces behind this change, Lizzie Driver. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina Video Surveillance Company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Do you have a child or know someone who does that wants to learn how to play golf? Free? At courses throughout the islands on March 21st, new and beginning juniors will receive expert instruction at no charge. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is brought to you by the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. To sign up, go to hsjga.org or call 532-0559.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back into the clubhouse. I just ran out the door. I didn't find what I was looking for. That could be a song. There is a really cool opportunity through the First Key program in Hawaii for you to buy. You buy a ticket. It's for $100. A $100 donation to First Key of Hawaii will give you a card, and on that card is some of the top golf courses on Oahu that you can play for only $30. Okay, 18 Hawaii golf courses for only $30. It supports the First Tee of Hawaii, and it's $100. Okay, it's not $100. You just, and I'll tell you more about it, because right now we're going to talk ladies wear, and you know I'm right there for ladies wear, and on the phone with me right now, the co-founder and designer of Lizzie Driver, Lori Forgatch. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm going looking through your, you know, yesterday I had a hard time getting show prep because I'm looking at your catalog online. Everybody go to LizzieDriver.com, L-I-Z-Z-I-E, Driver.com. Where did that name come from?
You know, my partner, Karen Preston, and I are 60s kids that didn't have the coolest, cutest names. The Lori Karen Golf Wear Company didn't sound great to us, but our middle names are Elizabeth. We thought if there were a mythical golfer and her name were Lizzie Driver, man, how cool would she be? So that is where the name came from.
Gotcha. I like it. I like it. Okay, so we're going to turn this puppy off and leave it in the hands of the on-air producer and make sure that everything's taken care of. I'm sorry I didn't get to the phone call. It was ringing in front of me, but I was talking with the guest earlier, and help me. It's funny when you're doing a solo show, you know, there's nobody to go, hey, you answer the phone.
You've been busy this morning.
Beg your pardon?
You've been busy this morning. You've got a lot of great guests. It's fun to listen to the show.
I have a blast doing the show. It's been a long, as I said, you know, when I started doing the show back in the late 90s, you know, I'm looking at what women are wearing, and it's none of it is, it doesn't flatter the figure. And the girls on the LPGA Tour, they've got great figures.
Right.
And yet there's all this, these bulky shirts that don't really, they don't fit inside the shorts, but if you do put them in there, it looks like your hips are like, 30, you know, 45s. And
right.
Wow, how did I get that big?
Yeah, are with you. That is, like most great things, it was for us a necessity to try and source golf wear that didn't look like that and wasn't just men's wear made pink. So I'm a great online sourcer, and I thought about 10 years ago when I started playing golf, I can't believe this is what we have to wear. And golf wear has gotten a lot better all around since then. But we wanted our golf wear to look like the rest of our wardrobe and to look like things that we would actually wear in everyday life. And I was wearing, and so was Karen, I was wearing my regular pants and regular shirts that I adapted to golf wear. And we stumbled upon this lifestyle idea that I know it's a pretty big buzzword today, but we really wanted our pieces to be able to transition off the course after we played a round of golf. We didn't want to look like we were wearing bright pink polyester to our offices or to our meetings that we had later in the day. So Lizzie Driver was born out of that desire and need to wear beautiful clothes off the golf course as well as on.
Right, so that you can go from the course to the office without having to bring a whole bag full of clothes with you.
Exactly. We also, we know that women love beautiful fabrics and comfortable fabrics next to their skin, and polyester isn't always that, not only for the way it feels, but for the way it can smell. Sorry to say that, but
I'm glad you said it.
So we set out to find the best fabrics and those luscious fabrics that just feel so good against the skin. And we used fibers that are natural, which is, you know, that hasn't been the trend in golf wear for men or women. And we found that we loved golfing in these types of fabrics that felt great and were beautiful. We worked hard to get a great fit on our tops and bottoms, and we came out with this golf wear that is flattering and comfortable, and we took it to market at the PGA show in 2012, and lo and behold, people bought it, and now, you know, 4 years later, we are in over 300 of the best clubs. I just got our list of the Hawaii clubs. We just kind of conquered the Hawaii market or set out to conquer it about a year ago. And I love our resort list, which I could read you a few. We're at Hualalai.
I would love it. I have my pen ready so I can read.
Oh, okay. So we're at Hualalai. We're at Kukio, Lanai Resorts, Mauna Kea, Mauna Lani, Princeville, and Waikoloa Village. I know those are on our site right now. I've been told that we are offering a promo. If any of your listeners go to our website, which is www.lizziedriver.com, and type in the promo code Tucker, which is your last name, obviously, that they will receive a 20% discount through the weekend. So
fantastic. That is very cool. Thank you. And the website is Lizzie Driver, LizzieDriver.com. Now, I open the page and I look at the spring 2015 and I went, wow, look at the fabric and those pants. They shimmer. What is that?
Well, I don't know which image you're looking at, but
it's beautiful beige, slack, but it's a crop pant, and then she's wearing with this golden belt around her waist, just below the waist actually. So it's not
okay.
Hip hugger. It's not on the waist. It's just
right.
That flattering hip. You know what I mean?
I think those are our snakeskin shorts. So, yeah, they are a snakeskin short, which look like nothing you'd ever golf in, but they have all kinds of stretch in them. And, that is an example of something that is super cute, but you can wear it off the golf course as well. Transitions
and
right
then,
to
then the summer solstice.
Okay.
That's the name of this pant, the summer solstice.
Okay, yes.
Check it out, ladies. Really...
No, check it out. I'm bad with the names, even though I design it. I sometimes am not clued in to exactly what the names are. But, yeah, no, that collection, that spring collection is a stunner. It's Here Comes the Sun, which for Hawaii, and we are in the Los Angeles, we manufacture everything in Los Angeles. So between you guys and us in Los Angeles, man, we've had the luckiest winter of anyone in the nation, right? So we that was our ode to the sun and its marvelous effects on all of us and golfers especially.
The other style that really got me was I'm the blue blazer with the red skirt and the did you see that? I'm not sure if you get to see the brochures, but online there's this. She's wearing this fabulous red skirt, a blue blazer, and she's wearing boots with it, and just showing you that you can take this outfit. She's wearing these fabulous boots and this fabulous hat, and it's just ready for the world. It's knockout clothing.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you so much.
We're talking with Lori Forgatch, co-founder and designer, Lizzie Driver, and it's lizziedriver.com. And hey, I didn't know this, but if you go and buy something this weekend, you'll get 20% off. The promo code you put in is my last name, Tucker. Very cool. Thank you. What were you thinking, Lori, before I interrupted you?
Oh, I was going to say, despite the fact that we are so transitional, I have to mention we have a couple golfers that we sponsor on tour and who we adore. And so I wanted to just mention their names quickly. We have Mo Martin, who was the Women's British Open winner last year, and a newcomer who tied for 11th last week, and her name is J. Marie Green. And these are two women that we just want to give a shout out to because they are fantastic, each in her own way.
Oh, yeah. And Mo Martin's whole story and the fact that she won the way she won, it's fabulous. I mean, it just shows you dreams do come true, you know, and everything
true.
About her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. It's such a remarkable journey that she had. And it seemed to be on coincidence that she won that British Open. It was just, it was miraculous and so exciting. And it couldn't happen for a nicer person.
Lori Forgatch, is there anything else I should ask you that I didn't, so that you had a burning desire to say?
You've done a great job, Danielle. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk again. You know, I like to stay in touch. So
that sounds great.
Great. And if you go to this weekend only, lizziedriver.com, 20% off, and the promo code is Tucker, and I feel very honored that you're doing that. Thank you for being on the show this morning. Aloha.
Thanks again. Aloha to you.
And we're keeping in the theme of women's golf. Do you know that you don't have to go into the store and look like behind this, around the, where do they put the ladies' stuff? They got to have women's stuff around here somewhere. This is in a complete line of golf clubs made for you. We're going to talk about Coates Golf right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Do you have a child or know someone who does that wants to learn how to play golf? Free? At courses throughout the islands on March 21st, new and beginning juniors will receive expert instruction at no charge. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is brought to you by the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. To sign up, go to hsjga.org or call 532-0559.
In the security business, trust is earned over time.
That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
In the clubhouse, I just walked out to get the tee times. Volcano, 56 degrees, they said it was this morning. 56. Yeah, I know, it's not cold. If you live, like, in Boston, what am I talking about? 10:24, 10:42, 11:12. Volcano. If you're on the Big Island, go to Volcano. It's a really cool course. Of course, the Poipu Golf Course, one of the top 15 golf courses in the state of Hawaii, as judged by Golf Digest panelists who played. Yes, indeed. There's an 11:20, 11:50, a 1:10. Kauai High School girls and boys are playing. Yep, and there's 25% off the sale rack if you're going there. You might as well check it out. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, there's an 11:30, and the Coldwell Bankers are going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Now, here I am listening to and getting very excited about Coates Golf Championship, presented by R&L Carriers at Golden Ocala. It's the 2015 new event on the LPGA Tour, the hottest tour going. A huge success it was in January. Perfect start for the LPGA season before the tour moved on, now in Australia. But I had absolutely no idea what Coates was. And I wanted to know what company was connecting with the LPGA Tour. Savvy enough to hook up with a tour that's truly on fire, as the LPGA is. Coates Golf makes golf equipment. And man, the equipment is made for women only. Welcome to the show, Lisa Lombardo.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You had me at black when I opened up the webpage. You can find CoatesGolf.com. C-O-A-T-E-S golf.com. If you go there, these umbrellas are just stunning. I mean,
they're gorgeous. The umbrella,
yes, they are gorgeous.
Yeah. It's definitely a premium. Right. It's definitely a premium lifestyle brand, and that, like you said, sometimes that's the initial draw. Every detail, I mean, down to the leather strap for the umbrella closure, even on our golf towels, our gloves, nothing's been overlooked.
Oh, the golf bag, that's a hit, too. And I've got to read something that I found on the website. As an amateur female golfer myself, I was tired of reading equipment descriptions that only discussed how easy it would be for me to pop the ball in the air, how incredibly light the shafts were, or how much forgiveness I would gain from my missed shots. I wanted a set of clubs that would give me the power I was looking for, that would provide feedback about each of my shots, and that would allow me to work the ball, control the spin, stick shots where I wanted them. I didn't want to be patronized. I wanted to gain knowledge about my game, work hard, improve. And that's the president of this company. Her name is Molly Coates.
Yes.
Does this kind of tell you? Okay, now I got to tell you, I'm not good enough to not go after something that will help my game, because it needs a lot of help.
Well, you know, we all need help. I mean, some of us like golf more than golf likes us.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to women pursuing the game, once you've started making that solid contact and even being consistent, a lot of times you have outgrown your quote unquote ladies set of clubs, but you don't realize it because until now there hasn't been anything to grow into. So now Coast Golf is providing a lot more options and weight and length and soft materials so that women, you know, now the help you're getting is that the intention you have in your swing when you make that contact with the ball, that it's reflecting your intention. It's reflecting what you're capable of doing because you have equipment that matches your game, or at least you can grow into.
Oh, yes. So once you've learned on the beginner's clubs, then you want to move on, and you can only work the shot as well as your club will help you work it.
It's
got to get out of your way at some point.
Right.
I love this, too, on the webpage. It's coatsgolf.com, and we're talking with Lisa Lombardo, the Director of Communication. It says here, the only other option is to purchase men's clubs and attempt to modify them to meet their needs, but players are often left with clubs whose mechanics have been completely destroyed.
Right?
Right.
Right.
So who do you have? Who makes these clubs?
Well, this was Coast Golf, actually, Molly, and it took 2.5 years of research, but they re-engineered and designed, that all happened domestically, their clubs. And so the weight of the club has been distributed differently throughout the club. You'll find that the head of the club is a smidge lighter, which allows for a stiffer, heavier shaft for women when they're playing. But everything from head to grip has been taken into consideration to give women something new to consider. And hopefully this becomes a norm and an expectation that women have, where women understand that they have options in golf and that they deserve to have this caliber of equipment and that it really will help their game.
Is there a place that we can go? I mean, right now we're streaming online live. Hi, Bill. He's in Florida, I think. Aren't you in Florida? I don't think you're traveling.
Yes, we're in Florida.
You're in Florida, right? Bill's in Florida. He's not looking for women's clubs, but he's probably listening. What I want to know is, if I'm in Florida, can I go someplace and see these? Can I test them? Can I hold them?
Well, we actually are being invited to lots of demo days, which has been a lot of fun for us. And we will primarily be e-commerce and Greengrass Pro Shop. That's our commitment. And our philosophy is to really get people to their home courses, to drive people to golf courses where, you know, so that the game can be played, and to encourage people to have a relationship with their pro shop where we hope that they will hold and sell Coates golf equipment in our line, and soon to be launched at the end of the year, our apparel. So, you know, that's the hope. And we do have coatesgolf.com. We have pro shops that are already starting to come on board to partner with us, where you can purchase your clubs directly from your home course, or there's, you know, always demo days, and to keep an eye on where we are and where we're taking these clubs so that they can get in your hands. The thing we'll launch in March is Tri-Coats. Tri-Coats will be a program where you can go online, select a club, and for the price of shipping, you can use that club for 14 days and see what you think, and then hopefully you start to build your bag after having an experience with Coats. I mean, the only way for people to understand what we mean by set your game free is to get these clubs into women's hands, and we understand that. And so we're doing everything we can to make that easy, to make these options accessible.
Oh, okay. So basically you're not going to have a store, which is difficult to maintain from an economic point of view, but you're going to go to demo days where you can then get the club in the woman's hands, because you've got to feel the club before you can make a commitment to it. And if you can't get to the demo days, you've got the Tri-Coats option.
Tri-Coats.
And,
right. That'll launch in March.
That launches in March. I was looking on the website already going, where's Tri-Coats?
Yes. It'll launch in March. And so it'll be very easy to navigate, really clean and simple, just like the rest of our campaign has been. But we will have retail relationships with pro shop, Greengrass. So we're having a lot of folks call us and tell us, please call my course. This is our, you know, this is who runs our pro shop, so that they can get their clubs in stock and have the opportunity to purchase them from their course.
Okay, so what is the number that they call to say, please have somebody
come? They can call us in Florida at 352-840-1008. There's a toll-free number on our website, of course. And then there's a way to interact with us via email. You can send an email to info@coachgolf.com. And certainly follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And there's, you know, we're trying to be as accessible as we can be to our potential coach golfers.
Excellent. I just, you know, I'm really impressed that you've thought about the tri-coats and have some, it can be shipped over. Now, for Hawaii, and, you know, I've got to think of us over here in the middle of the Pacific.
Yes.
The shipping, who do you ship with? UPS?
We can UPS. We've had great success with USPS. And that's actually been the fastest way we found to get people there to get their clubs. But we have a relationship with both UPS and then, of course, USPS.
Oh, well, we like the United States Postal Service because, and these, you know, all of your clubs have been designed in America. Are you manufacturing them here in the States?
We are not. We're not. We're much like other manufacturers in that regard.
Nothing wrong with that. I know.
Yep.
Everybody's had to do that.
I will say that was one of the indicators where we knew we were onto something. As soon as our clubs went into production, we received a phone call, and they said, you know, you're making a mistake. You're putting a steel shaft on a ladies' club, on a women's club. And we said, oh, no. We know we are. That's the point. We're giving women options that you can have a shorter length club, a standard women's club, or if you're a taller woman, that you can have a longer length club and have the option of a couple of weights in graphite and even different weights and a steel shaft. And I'll tell you what, it has been fun to watch women golfers who have never, ever had anyone tell them they should try and play with a steel shaft iron, put that club in their hand and compare the two, just to have the chance to compare. And the number of them who have preferred the feel of that over the alternative. So it's been fun to watch women enjoy the game more than they thought, more than they already did.
Yeah, it's fabulous. I go in and I have to buy a senior. Men's senior clubs.
Sure.
Because it fits I need the weight. I like the weight. They are, you know, everything. The shaft is longer. It's just more suited to me. So I like the fact that you're making it possible for women to find out about all the things that are out there. And for a woman who's made it to a point in her amateur career as a golfer and she wants to take it further, she's into sports.
Right.
That's what she's into. And
Coach
Golf was created with the intent and dedication to fill the gap with performance golf equipment for female athletes in a male-dominated industry. I love the way you put this together.
You get it. You definitely get it. And it's not that, you know, pink and purple don't have their place. They absolutely do. I mean, that's fantastic. But, you know, for us, if we are going to encourage the messages to take women seriously in golf, we wanted to put something out there that would get both women and, quite frankly, men's attention. These clubs turn men's heads, I tell you what. We saw that at the PGA merchandise show. So we are really proud of our release series for Coach Golf, and we look forward to adding to our equipment line quickly. But we're very proud of the release series. The feedback has been incredible, and it's been interesting to watch the industry and relearn golf for women in terms of what they want to recommend for the women golfers that they know, because now they have different options.
Well, I think it was brilliant for Coach Golf to hook up with the LPGA Tour and become a sponsor, presenting sponsor of an LPGA event. Awesome, great idea. Please keep me on your mailing list and let me know when your Tri-Coats comes out and is ready for the shipping. Yes, and when your clothing line. You know, always looking...
We had an initial line that we put out in conjunction with the tournament, and the response to what we put out as tournament merchandise was so great that we decided to go ahead and we took product shots this week, and we'll be adding a few items from that line to our website in March as well. So you'll see some of those pieces for sure. I think just listening to you, I think you'll absolutely love it all.
Thank you. I'm sure I will. Pretty soon the guys are going to have, they want to have a guy version of Coach Golf. Lisa Lombardo, Director of Communication, Coach Golf. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Let's keep in touch.
Absolutely. We will. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Aloha. We're going to come back after our break and talk with Jason Stoop, the Managing Director of VPAR. One best sports app at the 2014 Sports Technology. Okay, so this is very cool. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system was engineered with four distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it. Now switch to sport mode. It offers quicker response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. But with the world's first 8-speed dual clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts. And in sport plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels as it taps its full performance potential. So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
I've got a couple of things for you. First of all, they've been doing this for a long time. It's the Palama Settlement, and it's promoting health, education, and well-being. Their mission is to help those with the greatest needs in our surrounding community to empower themselves through promoting education, health, and well-being. That's the Palama Settlement on Vineyard Boulevard. You probably see a Palama and Vineyard, right? They're beautiful, old, white building that constantly needs to be taken care of. It's a gorgeous, it's like an old Hawaii building and often overlooked. But they're having a golf tournament to raise money, of course, and it's on Thursday, April 23rd, Hawaii Prince Golf Club. Check-ins at 10:30. And it's shotgun start, with the format being a three-person scramble, two-putt max, four drives each, 15% handicap differential. Maximum handicap for men is 28. For women, it's 36. For a team of three, it's 675. For an individual, it's 225. Entry deadline is April 9th, 2015. Okay, so I'm on the golf course. and I'm in a scramble, and I want to keep track of the scores. I'm not sure that this app will do that, but it just about does everything but wash my dishes when I come home. We're talking with Jason Stoop. He's the managing director, VPAR. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks very much.
Absolutely. All right. I am a skydiver. Okay, not completely. But I understand you're a skydiver.
I am, for my sins, yes. I do like some of the exciting sports that are out there, certainly. So, yeah, I do a bit of skydiving and the bungee jumping and all that sort of stuff.
You do bungee jumping? Oh, my.
Well, I've done it a few times, but, I try once a year. I try and do a different sort of task for myself in that sphere. So I've done all sorts of things from press the run, sort of bobsleigh to skydiving, wing walking. It keeps me sane, Danielle.
It keeps him sane.
Sane rather than insane, but yeah.
No, I understand. I went once tandem skydiving. I've always wanted to, but I always thought that I would break an ankle or something landing, that I would just have a blast going down and then boom, there she goes. I had the most thrilling experience. We went to almost 15,000, highest we could go, and we came out. There is something about the free fall that's unlike anything. It's a real pity that we have to pull the chute.
Well, but I guess you should try solo. Solo is the way. I only did tandem after I'd done 30 or 40 skydives myself, and it was pretty scary when you're not in control, having been in control. But yes, solo, you got to try that. I'd recommend it.
Excellent. Well, what is your goal this year to keep you sane?
Well, to be perfectly honest, the goal is, VPAR's kept us extremely busy. So this year, it will just be a bit of skiing. We won't be able to get in anything else because there's just so much going on with the app, and it's all very exciting. So that's keeping my adrenaline flowing on that side of things, certainly.
Okay. Well, the fact that you're a huge rugby fan is fantastic because we have rugby played at Kapiolani Park just every about Saturday, Sunday. The rugby players come out. And they're amazing to watch because they bloody themselves every weekend, and yet they come back.
it's a pretty aggressive sport, but a great one. But I love Hawaii. I've been to visit a few times. It's a great spot, and managed to come out to Maui and Kauai, and you've got some great golf courses there too, and it's just a wonderful place in the world you guys are situated.
Yeah, and we've got our club play, the Hawaii chapter of the Executive Women's Golf Association. Every month we go out and play golf together, and we have a clinic this weekend. It's on Friday night with Regan Lee, one of the top PGAs in Hawaii, and it would be so cool to be able to just know what the score is, and that's what VPAR does. Tell me about this app that just tells me what my score, gives me GPS. It's everything. It tells me what the course layout is like, helps me make all kinds of decisions.
That's right. Danielle, we call VPAR the complete golf app because it actually brings together all of the key elements that golfers require on the course into one place. So that includes what you're mentioning, live golf scoring, which I can explain in more detail, but then also full on-course GPS, score tracking, social networking, and the golf course directory of over 30,000 courses, so most of the courses across the globe. But you mentioned the live scoring element, so to highlight on that a bit more, we actually came up with this concept when we were in a scramble, like you were talking about a few moments ago yourself, and we were actually on course thinking for once we were actually playing okay, so it was quite exciting. We wondered where we stood, and so we're standing on the par 5, 14th hole, not knowing whether we should sort of go for it or play safe, and it completely stems the discussion between myself and the other partners in VPAR around the huge differences between the amateur and the professional games, because professionals understand what they need to do to win the game because they have leaderboards on course, but amateurs just don't. You just get your head down, you carry on and get in the clubhouse, and then someone tells you what the result is. So we went then back. We had the technology capability within the experience within our team, and we just suddenly thought, well, we could create a live leaderboard on course, and that's exactly what we did. And it transformed the game, certainly for us and lots of our clients. We now operate across 900 events across the globe.
wonderful. So you can, if somebody is putting on a charity event, and there are thousands put on, there must be multiple thousands in the United States. I know there are hundreds in Hawaii on a yearly basis. So you can then keep the scoring, live scoring, and the tournament people don't have to, you know, they're sweating at everything because they've never done this before. This app could actually help them with scoring?
100%, yeah. So there are two real key elements to the business, actually. One is you're mentioning, which is the tournament management side of things, which, you know, is a managed service solution where the team turn up, they actually provide hardware and provide a live scoring experience for a tournament, you know, full field, 144 players, you know, all slightly smaller. But, yeah, that provides live scoring. It then activates the online channel for that as well, so people can watch and see the scores come in real time online as well. But then taking it the other way is if you're going with just a group of you, a few of you, sort of couple of tee times, four tee times, group of 10, group of 16, going and playing maybe a Ryder Cup format or whatever you wanted to do, you could use live scoring for that as well with the app. So, you know, just download the app, you go out and you can, in between groups, you can obviously see live how everyone else is getting on course, as well as using the GPS functionality and score tracking, etc.
That is so cool. All right. This is for iPhone and Android coming early 2015.
Yeah, absolutely. The Android version will be out sort of end of March latest. So, yeah, the iPhone's very much in the App Store as we sit here now. But then Android will be out sort of end of March, absolutely latest.
I found myself trying to download your app while I was supposed to doing show prep. So here I am, I want to see what this does. And then, wait a second, what time is it? Okay, so this is at the App Store for iPhone, coming for Android at the latest, end of March. Contains course directories, player profiles, archive performance tracking, so I can see how I've been doing over time and where I might need to improve?
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, we obviously think that, well, technology is becoming so significant in the game of golf now, you know, being integrated more and more every day. So people just, scorecards, amateurs will simply, in our opinion, not be using scorecards in 3 years' time, because why would they when there's so much information at their fingertips? I mean, just simply tracking using an app like ours, you have all of your history and all of your data, so you can see how you need to improve, where you need to improve, and you can return back to a similar golf, to a certain golf course, and work out what you'd shot in previous rounds, etc. So absolutely, score tracking is a big part of it as well. And, you know, as well as obviously the live scoring and GPS elements we've talked through.
Yes. Now, the course directory, 30,000 are already in this app. Is there a way to, let's see, I play at a golf course in Hawaii, Royal Hawaiian, okay, country club on the Windward side, and I want it to be on my app because I play it a lot. Is there a way to request something like that and maybe in the future have Royal Hawaiian be added?
Well, Royal Hawaiian, I've just typed it in now, actually. It is, it's on there. So you could actually go and use Royal Hawaiian today. But ultimately, if there was a golf course that wasn't, then our team and our venues team commit to having that up within 24 hours. So simply when you download an app and you look at a golf course, it brings us an alert, and then within 24 hours we'll make sure that we have that up and running. Equally, if you're on the tee, then we've got a facility within there for you to enter the data yourself. But ultimately, because we've got so close to doing so many of the world's golf courses now, it is becoming very much a thing of the past that we've got 45% of the world's courses fully verified and most of them partially, so you can go out and score on course pretty much anywhere in the world now using the VPAR app.
You won the best sports app at Sports Technology Awards in UK in April, and that's a huge accomplishment. There's so many sports apps out now. For you to win that, kudos, man. Very good job.
Well, thanks very much. It was very exciting for us. You know, we actually were fighting off some pretty serious competition. A huge technology provider, Telefonica, O2, I don't know if you've heard of them, but also soccer fans out there, English Premier League side, Chelsea. tell you what, beating Chelsea was very, very satisfying. So they were among many other teams that were, you know, other sports apps were out there, and we were very excited. Certainly a few beers were had that evening, I can say.
If only it'd be, yeah, just like the claret jug, right? You just need to win that. It's a trophy, man. Yes.
Yes.
The VPAR is a yearly subscription, and it's very reasonable. It's $8.99 for the whole year. Where do I, and there's a free 14-day trial period. How do I do the 14-day trial period?
So all you need to do, Danielle, is you go to the App Store, download it, and then it'll ask you to register once you downloaded the app. Once you do that, it'll automatically give you a 14-day free trial. At the end of the 14-day period, it'll ask you if you've enjoyed doing what you're doing and if you'd like to subscribe. And it's a very seamless process. It's just in-app purchase. But it's, as you say, it's something that once you start using it, you'll see all the key functionality within it. And I'm obviously very biased, but I wouldn't go out without it now. So, it's a great bit of kit, and we'd love you to give it a go.
Excellent. Now, so the 14-day, you're not asking anybody to give a credit card. It's just after the 14 days, it wouldn't be functioning anymore. Is that it?
That's it. 14-day trial is an in-app purchase, so, you know, through the App Store. So there's no need to enter any credit card details of any sort. You just simply go to the App Store and download it. And with the Play Store, it will be, obviously, in March with the Android version.
Excellent. Awesome. Jason Stoop, thanks for being on the show. Managing Director of VPAR, Best Sports App at the 2014 Sports Technology Awards. Congratulations. We've just about run out of time. Is there anything that you wanted to bring home to the show that we didn't get to get into?
Well, no, just have a look at vpar.com. That's vpar.com, and you can check out information on there. But we really appreciate you having us on, and it was great to speak to you, Danielle. Thanks very much.
Absolutely. Great talking with you. I hope we'll talk again. Maybe next year you'll be like in all the Apple stores.
We certainly will be. Certainly will be. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Very welcome indeed. All righty. And I've got to wrap up the show and thank the people who make this show possible. It's Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across the state. These systems can be monitored across the globe. It doesn't matter whether you're in Zimbabwe or Hong Kong. You can check out what's happening inside your house, inside your store, from your laptop or your smartphone. It's Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Poipube Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. Outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. Poipube Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem, one of the top 15 golf courses in the state of Hawaii, as ranked by Golf Digest magazine. And for $25, you can go and play three holes after you've warmed up on the practice facility with free range balls, and then you get the golf cart to play those three holes. That's a pretty awesome deal for $25. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, you know, you're in charge of this huge monolith, a shopping center, a custom home, or townhouses, a bunch of them, call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. It's your plumbing. Creative Plumbing. Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessments. You get those guys on your property. They check out where you are vulnerable, and they put protection in place for your home or your business, for your concert or your special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. And Acura of Honolulu, with their collegiate graduate program, grads get $500 towards their down payment and guaranteed approval. Buy your new car without a cosigner. College graduates, you can look forward to that coming up when you graduate. You are in this spring. All right. I thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.